This is CliffCentral.com. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is the Capital Wrap-Up Wednesdays. You know what we do out here. We'll be with you guys from 3 p.m. all the way to 4 p.m. And yeah, man, I'm not chilling in studio alone. Monty's back. What up, Monty?
What up, dog?
Are you good?
I'm easy, it's
good,
man.
To have you back.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Where were you last week?
I had some commitments that I had to take care of that I couldn't get out of, man.
You were on a date, weren't you? Yeah, I know you.
No, I was not. ladies, I'm single, yo. Please don't listen to Jeff.
We're also going to be hanging out with Teebs. What up, Teebs?
Hey, Teb.
Dog, you know you got so many AKAs, I don't know what to call you.
I'm only Teebs.
Okay, cool. We're also going to be...
Namanga.
Apparently, Namanga. We hang out with Teebs as well as Monty. And we did open the show with that brand new Casper Problems, man. Yeah, I really enjoy that joint. It's jiggy. It's cool.
The one thing
that he did say that caught my attention was he said he smokes weed now.
Yeah.
And after going in at AKA about drugs, this, drugs, that, I was like,
So anyway, he's being a hypocrite.
It's the rap game, man. Shit happens, you know. We're going to get straight into the news. With the new music front, Nasty C put out his brand new video for Hell Nah. Mm-hmm. Yo, man, that song. I fucking love that song.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
It's so... Yo, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's... I don't know, man.
What, is it missing something?
No, I fucking love it. Like, I don't know how to put this into words, right? I fucking love the song.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I think a lot of people like the song, but I don't think it's the kind of song you would expect people to like. I'm always going to like it because I'm a fan of the kid.
Sure.
But I don't think the average person would like it, but I think they do like it.
They do like
it. Did you get what I'm saying?
So you're shocked that people like it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
You expect people to like dumber tracks?
No, I'm happy that they like it.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's what you expected.
It's not a typical song.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Sure,
you know. Yeah,
and I think that's why we like the kid. He doesn't make typical songs,
right?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, maybe that's why I couldn't figure it out. So the video for that's out. Check that out. My brand new video is on the way. We started shooting that on Sunday. Also shooting that on Friday, finishing it off. You know, 2-day shoots and shit, you know what I mean?
Cap, where was I? I feel like, why didn't you tell me about the shoot?
Okay, so you're on a date.
Wow,
so
Cap.
I'll invite you to a Friday shoot.
Yo, now I'm done with you,
Cap. Oh, you don't want to come?
So now I'm in like a scene. Cap, like,
Monty is not going to be in the video because he doesn't want to come to the Friday date.
Now you're
going to Friday
put
shoot.
My elbow in. Damn, man.
The Fraternity put out a brand new single, also featuring myself. Damn, I've been busy, baby. Come on. Featuring myself, AB Crazy, and Black Liz. The joint is called Focus.
I saw
Focus.
That one as well.
Yeah, the joint is called Focus. And, yo, man, a lot of people have been speaking about Black Liz's verse. I will play the song a little bit later on the show and get you guys' opinion on that. Reason put out a brand new video as well for Yippee-Ki-Yay. I picked that up last week. I think it's dope.
It is
dope. Colorful as fuck.
I saw a lot of people liking it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
My link wasn't working. Yo, I tried every website, my phone, my laptop, work. That shit wasn't working. Yo,
data.
Nah, damn.
Yeah, cool. You need to change your plan.
They call me Data Boy.
Cool. A1 Wolf and Kyle Dage put out a brand new video this morning, actually, for a song called Wild Side. They actually show a lot of nature in that video. So that was interesting. It's a dope record, though. That's pretty much what's happening on the new music front. Allen Iverson has responded to Post Malone's White Iverson in an interview that he did with Complex. And he actually said, I want to meet him. He did an awesome job. And he just went on about how he was telling one of his friends on the way to the interview that, yo, man, the song is crazy. Every time I'm in the car here, like 10 times a day. So, Iverson's pretty excited.
What's crazy
about that.
Is that I don't actually like the song.
I didn't initially, but it has grown on me.
Did it grow on you?
Yeah. It'll probably grow on
you. I haven't heard
too.
It. I won't even lie.
Really? White Iverson, Post Malone. I need to put you on.
Yeah, please, no, you need to keep jiggy, dog.
Yeah, you ain't got the jig no more. Come on. I was in game.
Yeah, that's fine. I haven't heard one song since.
Future was caught partying out with Meek Mill in Philadelphia, and everyone made that out to be such a big thing. I don't understand why it's a big thing, because firstly, these guys have been boys. Future was on Meek's album, Dreams Worth More Than Money. as well as his brand new EP 442 Part 2. So I don't know why people
obviously they were trying to link it with Drake and whatever, but
that's what I'm saying. They've been cool, so yeah, you can't get.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with him.
Yeah, right. Mm. So fuck all of that, man. As a rap fan, I'm excited to announce a mixtape.
I know what you're gonna say.
Fabulous, the Fab and Jadakiss mixtape. Yeah,
that's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be
like, I'm not expecting any singles, any, but the bars. Like. Mm. I can't fucking wait
even
for that
even the vibe
shit.
Man,
you exactly
know, like, nah. They both, they like that soulful shit.
Yeah,
you know, like
New York
gonna,
yeah, yeah, hella New York.
Hella New York. Yeah, it's gonna be called Freddy versus Jason. They haven't announced the dates as yet, but just know it's coming. Jay-Z, yo, there's actually a lot of shit happening overseas. Jay-Z has recently signed DJ Khaled to Rock Nation.
Yeah.
And what was interesting that happened is Jay-Z actually gave him the last ever Rockefeller chain that he had. So wow. That was Jay-Z's actual. Jay-Z his no chain. Longer has a Rockefeller chain.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
I wonder how Dame feels.
You think he could buy a chain if he wanted to?
I'm sure he's got a few chains lying around.
Yeah.
I think he probably sold them already.
Guys, Dame has a lot of money. He doesn't have Jay-Z money, but he's got plenty of money.
He does have some money.
I don't know, man.
Dame Dash is a rich man.
He is.
I'm not convinced.
Don't let the Forbes list.
No, it's not even about the Forbes. Even you think he's still heavy in the streets?
He's very heavy in the streets.
I don't know, man.
You watch the Breakfast Club.
The thing is with Dame. Dame is the type of dude where he'll have a pop up store so that he can have his money right now, as opposed to being in a Walmart or in a big chain or whatever, which is the kind of moves that get media attention. You know, like he's a dude who's like, yo, let's go to Philly tonight and make Philly money tonight. You know, that's Dame.
Flip it. I don't think he can wear his Rockefeller chains though. Just out of pride. He'll never wear it.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm pretty sure I've seen him wear it on Instagram.
Oh, for real?
I'll have a look.
Wow, I don't follow him on Instagram. I don't want to follow him on Instagram.
And if you follow him on Instagram, you'd see what he's into.
Exactly.
He's into whiskey. He's into like his own motor oil.
Yeah.
He's into wine. He's into still doing gear.
But does his shit sell?
It moves, B.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not gonna move like it's Walmart.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I still have my doubts, but you know, what you're saying does make sense. I haven't done enough research on it. But yeah, another interesting thing about the whole Jay-Z signing Khaled deal is the way they've been marketing it isn't a matter of DJ Khaled is signed to Roc Nation. They're saying Jay-Z, Khaled's manager.
Sure.
And in my head, that comes across as the guy who's on the phone saying, yeah, okay, look, we won't do $20,000, we'll do $50,000. And I can't picture Jay-Z being that guy.
Yeah, you know what I think? Mm. I think it's obviously other dudes have their own deals.
Yeah.
You know, so if whoever's going to be on a Khaled tape, now they have access to those people. But now they don't want the politics of the labels, so they don't want to call it a Roc Nation thing. They'd rather say it's a Jay-Z thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're playing at my birthday, you know, and I'm signed to Sony, you know, you don't want to deal with Sony, but you'll come play at my birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's just politics.
Oh shit!
Know? Makes sense.
See, it helps having one of the OGs out here. You know what I mean? Experience, baby. Kanye West's album is not being counted or recorded on Billboard. Billboard has been informed that Tidal is not currently reporting streams for tracks on Kanye's album to Nielsen. Silvio Petrolungo, vice president of charts and data development at Billboard, said. So basically,
why?
Because it hasn't been reported. Tidal's not reporting the streams.
But does Billboard count Spotify and SoundCloud?
I don't think so.
Then it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they don't count streams, then it's fair.
So this album is not gonna.
So my album's on Tidal.
It's basically sold zero in their eyes.
Yeah, in their eyes.
But does that matter anymore?
I mean, look, it's still nice to go platinum.
Why?
It still would have been nice to know how many numbers Kanye did first week.
But you can check the streams.
Also, exactly. Like, with streams and all of that, the numbers aren't the same anymore. It's not like, you know, you sold a mill, it's just a mill. There was gang streams, there was obviously downloads, you know what I mean?
It's like the new Instagram format. It's like guys are viewing your shit, but they don't like your shit. You know what I mean? So when you look at the views and you look at the likes, like, I bought.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's so true, haters.
Yeah. But remember when when they announced that they'd be counting streams and certifying albums. True. You pretty much said the opposite of what you just said right now. You're like, yo, but you can't really count that because you can't justify it.
No, but I forgot that they said they're going to count streams.
So now it's even worse for Kanye because he hasn't reported his streams. So he basically has no chance of going platinum as it stands right now.
Like Teeb said, I don't think he cares. Yeah, actually. Man.
You know, for me, the most important thing is how you make money.
Yeah.
You know? And Kanye has put himself in a position where he can tour for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think he's fine. I think the format of sales... it's always going to be flawed in the modern age. I remember when we did the No Sleep album.
Yeah.
You know, we gave the album away through hype.
Yeah.
You know, and those numbers essentially were like about 13,000. But we can't say we sold 13,000 albums.
Yeah.
But what I can tell a brand is that, listen, I put my album in 13,000 hands. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's a question of what you want to do with your product. True. So if Billboard has all the power, then we're all doomed anyway. You know, sure. Like it's Taylor Swift regardless. Yeah.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, Kanye actually addressed the whole Taylor situation where she denied giving him permission to put out the joint Famous. And he was like, he was having a rant at a show. And he was like, yo, man, I called Taylor. Look, I said, Taylor, I talked to my wife about it. I said, how do you feel about this line, Taylor? I was like, Taylor, I feel like me and you still might have sex. She said, ooh, Kanye, I like that line. Then when she won her award, she turned around and said something completely different.
So somebody's lying.
Somebody's lying.
I don't see why she would like that line, personally.
I also don't see why she would like it.
Yeah, so maybe she just wants her name out there.
Okay, cool. So we're about to do something a bit different. We're going to stop the news right now. And I'm actually going to go to this DJ Capital fraternity, Black Les, and AB Crazy joint, because we are having a bit of a situation, but we'll be back in a few. Hey, yo, it's 2016. It's Capital. Get your mind right. Get your crime right. Focus. Let's go. Focus.
Palapala, Sugare Patini, Samosha, Pesanya, Malala, Fanagitia, Nantaba, Kudia San, Nomoya says, Oxala, Yotina says, he sends in Yaraya, yes, Dalabes Nas, Dalabes Ringara, Dalabes Quas, Dalabes Sela, Utias Nama, Manje Seba Funukski, Manezin Kalarat, Patiscoop Saravan List, Esmosha, yeah. Nitu kwala na boskotani Nani, nisaso kwala ngale posani Nabafa nabafunega, yo most wanted Simnander, onder Skeletus focus, jigulu pala bala man Mora, mongu peta bojo toba Skeletus focus, jigulu pala bala man Mora, mongu peta bojo toba Bala bala ntwana runar batla jaiva Start counting the money ntwana runar batla styla Enesta seminizer Si top si magaiva It is in Jalaika Se nuk flopa minus Bari Pola Ntwana skare bora Ikitli pili sani runa sakare tre tola Tola Stop making them haters busy We riding and grinding From Monday to Sunday We party all night kum nandi Tulu mamel
Years later, we still here.
Yeah.
Who would've thought? I done made motherfuckers in my hometown think they can do it too. Now they don't wanna support you. Couldn't get through me. Couldn't get through. My head was as hard as a rock. I was so focused. So focused. Eyes on the guap. You wanted the fame. I just wanted a job. I was out enduring pain. You was hoping that we would fly. In my hometown, I should be king now.
Small fry dealing with a big fist. Now we don't see alike or think alike. I done things you didn't wanna do, seen things you didn't wanna see. What you want from me? I don't understand your beef. You better listen when my brother speaks. Simple mathematics is what we teach. You should know who the real kings and queens of the game is. Like a game of chess, but I wish you well. Go do your thing. All the best.
Focus. Jigulu palavalamara. Mobu petavo hotova. Skeletus focus. Jigulu palavalamara.
I'm Michael Jackson Dangerous. I might just smash your face and I'm bananas. Tell Penny Sparrow that I'm going apeshit. I crossed over, spit fire, burn bridges with Satan. I make you a believer, whether you atheist or racist. Main chick made me a side dude. I had to leave her, what's this world coming to? Now she mess with Dick como dice. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. Soccer players are like DJs, they quick with the action, chicks are begging for a replay. Oh, you fancy, huh? Whipping your fancy car.
That's right.
Better respect me, brawas, pita go bonza mao. I respect bajolo marsan, toala sibono. Yo, bono. Tone bozoko, six cents, go bonza spogo. A little meditation. These rappers is irritating. I'm a real dude, so I don't use words like vacation. They vacating when they see me, but they stay hating. Moving through currencies, money Travolta. Change faces,
change faces.
Real. On CliffCentral.com.
We are back and we did have a bit of technical difficulties, but because we're professionals, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving and get straight back into the news. Monty, you were just telling me about the...
Oh, Diddy. Diddy giving Bieber a bad boy jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty dope. For his 22nd birthday, I think it was. You can't buy those. Like, it's I'd love one. I know you said you prefer a Lambo, but
that's what I'm saying, dog. This guy got him a Lambo a couple of years ago. Now you want to give me a jacket?
He's got the Lambo.
You want to give me a jacket? Want the,
you know, the exclusive bad boy jacket.
Teams, I don't know. Teams, what are you saying?
Look, I take the Lambo first. I won't lie.
But he's got the Lambo. They gave him the Lambo.
Yes, so give me like a Bugatti or something, dog. Like,
Diddy must buy Bieber a Bugatti.
All right, cool. Shop. So, speaking of Bieber, him and Diplo are preparing to release a rap song. Yeah, apparently they've already recorded it when they were doing the song with Skrillex. And judging by the Otis freestyle that Bieber dropped a couple of years ago,
I remember that.
He can actually rap. He's pretty nice.
He can.
So
shame.
I think that might be a bit interesting.
Yeah, okay, guys. I'm a Bieber fan, but I don't want to hear the raps. I don't want to lie.
You don't want to lie?
I don't. Same way I don't want to hear the breezy raps either.
I don't think he's off bad. Drake signed with a British grime label known as...
Can somebody explain that to me? What is that?
Nothing is really clear right now. I don't know if he's left YMCMB or if he's just signing for the UK.
And why did he sign for... What's the guy's name again?
Skepta.
Skepta.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I also don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm just reporting it because it's news, bro. bringing it back home, this weekend after the awards, during actually, Tweezy had a bit of a rant. And yeah,
I saw that was cold, man.
Yeah.
That was cold.
Why?
Come on, Thieves.
Do you know what my thing is? My only thing is,
can I get a ticket? Like, come on.
We don't know the story. My only thing is, if you wanted a ticket, he should have asked. I don't know if he did ask and they were like, nah. So I don't know the details of that.
Sure. I guess, yeah,
but also, if you listen to Big Brother, you know, Kanye bought some tickets for a Jay show for the Madison Square Garden. He bought tickets. And at the time, he was a producer. No.
But he... Oh, okay, fine. That's fair, yeah.
Okay.
Look, I think we're in an age of superstar this, superstar that. You know, there's superstar producer, superstar manager, superstar blogger, you know, superstar everything. So yeah. I think guys really feel like they need to get their respect. Like, I saw Sketchy Bongo complaining that, like, he was the only producer backstage.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do you have to be backstage? Like, what's going to happen backstage? Like, what's... Is that validation? Is that respect? Like, I think the other thing is, if you've got your publisher, if you've got your money, you know, like, the industry knows. Like, the industry knows to go to Tweezy, dog.
Yeah.
You know, right now, if you want heat right now, you go to Tweezy. Like, the industry knows, for as long as he no longer provides heat. And I don't understand why he wants anything else. And what I said to him was, like, dude, you got to understand that you have to do this for a very long time.
True.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a younger kid right now looking at him, trying to take him out. Damn. You know, it's that simple.
Okay, so but now are there other producers backstage, other genres? Of,
that's what, like, I don't understand. Like, for me, I've never been backstage, dog. Like, in all my years of the awards that we've won, I've got no business there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's an artist lounge, maybe. You know, if a dude's gonna perform, you check on your dude. But Mfunan backstage.
Look, my only thing is, like, look, I hear what you're saying, but I also do hear Tweezy's, you know, complaint. And it's not necessarily a backstage thing, but if you did contribute to a song that's nominated, I would personally like to go to the awards. So now my only issue is, I don't know if he made the request to go to the awards.
That, so I think I saw a tweet from Stjerce.
Yeah.
And he was like, you gotta get your PR up. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. if you want to be a superstar, whatever, you know, you got to get your PR up.
Yeah.
So did your people put in the call?
Put in the work.
Do you know what I mean? Did your people put in the call and make sure you're taken care of? Because the artist has to take care of who rolls with them. So as is, you know, dudes roll deep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The band is deep. Then there's management. There's the manager's chick. There's the whatever. There's whatever. Like, we're deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then now they're like, Eshkana, the producer. You know?
And the producers, and, people.
You know what I mean? So you gotta, you gotta get taken care of by your people.
I guess. Get your PR up.
All right, cool. So 2 weeks ago, we were reporting about the crazy rules that they were given. The models were given at the Yeezy Season 3 show.
Yep.
So right now on the line, we actually have a friend of mine, Siba, who is part of the show.
Yeah.
Siba, what up?
What's good? Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, man. So you out there, you doing your thing in New York, huh?
I mean, I'm in Jackson, so my thing is being on my laptop all day. I'm doing my thing.
So now tell me this. How did you get involved with the Yeezy Season 3 show? How did they approach you? How did you ask to get involved? What was the situation?
I think someone sent me like a casting call.
Yeah.
Where they have production agencies that do castings for extras and things like that. So someone sent me a link.
Uh-huh.
You apply, obviously, your picture, who you are, your race, and they pick people from that. So that was really easy. It was a 5-minute process and I got it. So that was it.
Okay. So that was an easy process to apply.
Yeah.
On the other side, we saw some things that apparently weren't so easy once you got in. Apparently, you had to sign some papers. You had to sign your life away.
Yeah.
What happened once you got in?
Once you get in, basically, it's a closed set. So they take away all 1,000 cell phones.
Wow.
You sign a non-disclosure, so you can't talk about what you see, what you do. And there were rules. I mean, if you watch the show, the people that I was with, the 1,000 people at the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really pay attention to much of them because we were moving, we were walking around, we were out here. So for the models on stage who were modeling the actual season 3, I think they had it much harder than us. But we were just sort of like, you know, part of the...
So were those rules that were circulating on the net real?
They were real, but they were mostly for the models. We got the same guidelines, but I mean... it wasn't that serious.
So are you allowed to actually tell us all of the stuff? Getting in trouble?
There's
You've
a
already
lot of
broken
stuff
the
I
rules.
Tell you. There's a lot of stuff I won't tell you, but that's fine.
And did you get to meet Kanye?
I didn't. I actually didn't even see him on stage. Where I was like away from where he was, so I couldn't even see him throughout the whole thing. I saw him how you guys saw him.
Wow. Even though
you can give us like young gossip. Tell us what did Kim do on set? Like, tell us something.
No gossip. It was like, it was honestly, it was interesting. It was a fun day, but at the end of the day, it was a job. It was hard. It was harrowing. I was exhausted. It was the coldest day in New York in like a couple of years.
Damn.
So it wasn't all fun and games. But I mean, I got my money, so you know.
Yo, send those dollars over. We need them more than you do right now, girl. Man, thank you.
I'm going to Miami in a couple of weeks, so Yeezy did good for me.
Oh, damn. You just flossed on us, though.
Yo, please meet Taz Angels. That's what I want, please.
Oh, my goodness. I'll look out for them. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out and filling us
my pleasure,
man. All right, cool. That was my friend Siba all the way from New York. We are still hanging out on the Capital Wrap-Up. On the other side of the music, we will be hanging out with Teebs and finding out more about him.
Yeah.
Love this song. It's that brand new Shane Eagle, Crazy Joint.
This is CliffCentral.com. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
That was the brand new Shane Eagle, Cutting Corners. Dope joint, man.
Very, very dope joint.
I think it's cool to see him get like emotional and, you know,
something different. Yeah,
something real, man. So as promised, we are going to be hanging out with Teebs. Teebs, you have, as I said, you have so many different titles. I know you have so many different people, so many different roles, dog.
Schizo.
For people who don't, yeah, schizo of sorts, dog. But for people who don't know you, who is Teebs, man? Break it down.
Teebs Getebello.
Mm-hmm.
From Katlong.
Yeah.
Grew up in Joburg my whole life. I run a company called Show Love.
Uh-huh.
Started out as a party, hip hop party to be specific.
Yeah.
Through the parties, you know, started managing DJs,
mm-hmm.
then managed artists. Through the party, started dealing with brands. So now I do a lot of, I think we've kind of like built Show Love into a bit of an agency.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of different stuff for brands, from eventing to activations, to social media, digital plans.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's the music side, which we're not a label, but we do a lot of brand stuff with music. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are always like, yo, please sign me
to Show Love.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, boy, I'm going to sign you and you're going to sit. Eh? You know, because me, I'm pitching. You know, I'm there, I'm pitching. So once we get the work, there's stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that's Teebs and Show Love.
I mean, I think you've answered a lot of my questions already. But just going back, man, how did you get into hip hop growing up? And at what point did you realize that, yo, man, I can actually make some guap off of this thing?
I don't know when I started listening to hip-hop, but yeah. I don't remember a time when I wasn't listening to it.
Okay.
From Crisscross to Naughty by Nature. I think my first CD was Naughty by Nature, Poverty's Paradise. You know?
Yeah.
I think my first cassette was probably like Hammer, or I remember even having a Bart Simpson tape. Do you remember that?
No, Bart Simpson.
There's like, Bart Simpson used to rap, guys.
For real?
I promise you, like The Simpsons. You
know, was
like,
he dope?
Bart was nice, man. But there was even a dance, the Bartman. Do the Bartman.
No, I don't know.
That's
like,
before my time.
Yeah. Get on your Googles. I think from about 17, 18, I always had a big birthday party.
Yeah.
You know, every year. It wasn't really my career. I went to Vits on a ball scholarship. Didn't really want to study, but you had to study. So I started like doing stuff for like some of the societies on campus,
uh-huh.
like fundraising stuff.
Like and events.
Then, yeah, and then I'd be in charge of it, and then you get a little bit of extra money as well.
Yeah.
And then the birthday parties kept getting bigger. Then after my 21st, which was a crazy house party in Houghton, then like, I mean, that house party, I mean, they were by no means big name DJs then. Dimples was on, Shake was on, VG did the sound. VG was a sound guy.
So he wasn't even a DJ back then.
C-Live, whatever, it was insane. It's a Joop actually grabbed the mic that day.
What do you mean?
Like there was a mic and Joop grabbed the mic and like was on stage.
Started rapping. Wow.
And no one invited him to. When I think about it now and when we used to talk about it. So after that, I kind of like developed like a rapport with like club owners.
Yeah.
You know, so I was always good at the club. You know what I mean? And then I think of Stefan, Vogue days. He was like, look, you know a lot of people. You know, why don't you start bringing people to the club and I'll pay you for this, you know?
Yeah.
And that's essentially how I became a promoter. But, like, the music that I liked, you didn't really hear it in the club.
Yeah.
So there was places like Reality, you know, like very underground, very backpacker, very, spray paint and
yeah.
You know? So I was like, look, the girls that I like, they dress a certain way and they can't go there. You know,
they don't like those spots.
Do you know what I mean? So I basically started throwing upmarket, what was then upmarket hip hop parties. You know, we called it Blackberry. Actually, I wish we patented it. It was myself, this guy Mpo, and Shaz's older brother Spoo Shangas.
Okay.
So, I mean, Spoo decided to go do the law thing. Mpo fucked out. You know. You know, and it was just me on my own.
Yeah.
And I started Show Love.
Okay. So now, as Show Love, you guys actually put together the first kind of hip-hop awards for South African hip-hop, the Hype Awards.
We actually did the second Hype Awards.
The second Hype Awards.
The first ones were supposed to be Hype Awards, but it was like an expo vibe. It was at the Dome.
Yeah.
You know, and then so we did the second official actual awards.
Yeah.
It was quite controversial because obviously AKA won. He was best newcomer.
And you were managing him at the time.
It was biasness.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. I remember Tito. That's actually part of the then Tito beef.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, great learning. I haven't done awards since in terms of full-on production.
Mm-hmm.
Done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for a couple of joints. But,
would you do awards again?
Look, I think the same way I think there's room for more clubs, I think there's room for more urban type awards. We don't have a BET type thing. We don't have a Soul Train Awards type thing.
Yeah.
The closest we have is obviously that your channel owes. But my issue is that, I mean, no disrespect to the continent, but I want to see South African products, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to see more South African products. Base is not just about us. Channel O is not just about us. I'd like to see a few more things that are about us.
All right, Monty?
Yeah, you touched on AKA.
Sure.
You know I got to ask you about AKA.
Okay.
So many people would attribute your AKA success to your guys' relationship. Not to say that, you know, you made him or whatever, but I mean, a lot of people say, you know, the relationship worked and, you know, it was a great thing. So now people want to know what exactly that is it that you did with AKA. Like, were you his manager? I mean, there was rumors that you was road manager. Can you clarify that?
Okay.
And why did you stop doing what is it that you did?
I used to be a partner in Fifth Season.
Right.
You know, so myself, Benza, and Ninel were business partners. And at the time, basically Fifth Season had bought Show Love. You know, so and I had a pretty strong relationship with Ivy League. And a lot of AKA's music was coming through the site, like Do It, like those type of joints. So I went to Benz and I went to Ninel. I was like, look, we're supposed to be getting into concerts and whatever, but I think there's something with this kid, you know?
Yeah.
And we signed him as a collective, you know?
Okay.
So a lot of people think that something happened between AKA and I, but what I actually did is I bought myself out of Fifth Season. So, I mean, it's simple contractual issues. He was signed by Fifth Season, you know, and when I left, he was no longer signed to me.
Yeah, you left Fifth Season, essentially.
And it's that simple.
Damn.
And do you miss working with the kid?
Look, we've never stopped. What I mean? Like, we talk almost every day.
Yeah.
We basically just did Composure and Baddest together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the time, obviously, when I was still with Honcho, a lot of those deals. So we've never stopped working, man.
I remember when you were still managing him, you were like, that was around the era when Cats really started making money off this rap thing.
Sure.
And as his manager, I know, you know, the times where I'd book him through you, you'd make sure that he was paid on time. You'd make sure that the hospitality is grand. You like, that's when dudes started being treated like the stars that they actually were.
Right.
So how do you feel when you see the game now, when everyone is being treated, is getting...
Do you think you're like an integral part of the blowing up of the industry?
Look,
hip-hop.
Look, for me, dude, I'm... I got a big homie in Cabello, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so myself and my boy Ruli, we grew up around TKZ as little kids. So for me, I still haven't seen superstars on that level.
Yeah.
Personally, do you know what I mean?
Of course.
But I saw how they were treated. You know, I was like, this is important if you want to get the best out of an artist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's one thing if an artist can't deliver, mm-hmm. and you've given him this hospitality, then I understand. But if you want the best of the best, you got to give him the best, you know?
Okay. And yeah, tell us about the All Love album. How did you first start making music, like as Show Love? How did you get involved?
Well, post Fifth Season.
Yeah.
You know, you get the itch, man. You know, like I love studio. You know, I love A&Ring. I love hearing the beats and then like thinking like, who would this beat suit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on a Tweezy beat right now that he told me would suit someone, and, you know, we'll see, you know?
You don't want to give us a clue?
I will. Not going to DJ, Lazo. You know? So, I mean, look, I was literally hanging out at Motif, just, like, watching Doomy go through his paces, you know, chilling with Instro, you know, Young Reason is coming through. You know, they at the time they were actually talking to New Vest. You know, they're talking to Ricky. So just the vibe I was feeling, and I was like, "Yo, man, like, why are there no hip hop compilations?" You know, and everybody like looked at me like I was crazy. You know, and I was like, "Okay, cool, I'm gonna do it." And then I asked Instro to do a budget for me, and I was like, "Wow, I can't do this." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but because I was doing a lot of work with Miller, don't know if I can say Miller, but Miller. You know, because I was doing a lot of work with them.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke to Jean about it, and I was like, I figured out a way that we can plug the beer through music, through videos, and through eventing. So I need you to pay for this part so that we can go create it.
Yeah.
And then literally I was going to hype for an ad. I was trying to negotiate a one page ad for the compilation.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a full-on conversation with Fred, where it was like, cool, let's do the ad, let's attach ourselves to the events, but let's also release the music through this thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, and now sorry, continue.
Oh, and prior to that, the other model was that we did free downloads, which I'm not a big fan of, but the free downloads were either on the Show Love site or the Miller site. So the traffic belonged to us. The building of the database belonged to us. So I was basically doing my job through music.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's crazy, the fact that you mentioned the free downloads, because I feel like everyone starts off with free downloads. So I don't know why, you know, people turn around and be like, I hate free downloads. Like, you know, don't do it.
My thing is, I just like plans, man. You know, I think if you're a new guy in the game, and you're going to brag about 100,000 free downloads, it's like, cool, what's the rest of the plan? Like, I understand if you're a DJ, because this is going to get you more gigs, or if you've attached a brand to it and you hit your targets, it's going to get you more money, you know?
Yeah.
I think sometimes guys just sell numbers, you know, and it's not enough for me.
All right, so with the Olav album, what was your title, so to speak? Because a lot of people will be like, you know, what did Teef do on this song? Like, you see on the video, and it's like, just example, Reason featuring Teef. It's like, what do you mean? Why is he featuring, you know? So if you can educate people, what is it that you do, or what you did with music, or on the Olav album specifically?
Well, look, I think firstly, Channels made the mistake, because in that regard, I consider Show Love like the DJ. So okay. It's like when DJ Capital is featuring whoever for a single, it's like Show Love featuring, you know?
Yeah.
So what I did was obviously executive produce, and I did a lot of the A&Ring.
So okay. Yeah.
Now, speaking of this process, tell us how the No Sleep joint came about, because that was one of the bigger joints on the album, a joint that we're actually going to play now, just because I fucking like it. Tell us about that joint.
You know, the joint, I sat with that beat forever from Hope Master, who's Instro's little brother, who I think was 16 at the time. And I just had this beat, and we're struggling with the last two tracks, you know, and I literally left studio. I'd given up. I went home. I think it was 2 a.m. and Reason tweeted me, and he's like, I just gave you a banger, like !! Yeah. And I drove to studio immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this is it.
We have a hit.
This is it.
All right, cool, Shop. We're going to get into it. You want to introduce it?
This is Show Love featuring Reason. I'm not sure if it's the remix, but No Sleep.
The original.
This is CliffCentral.com. Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
All right, this is the Capital wrap-up, and it's the last 10 minutes of the show. We're about to wrap it up. Teebs, 2016, you're now managing .com?
Sure.
What are the plans for .com?
We got an R&B EP coming out.
Okay.
He's already doing a few brand things that we can't really talk about. I mean, he did the Cosmo Sexiest Man thingy.
Yeah.
Yachi Muntang.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He's... We'll probably maybe do an album either very late this year or early next year, but we're going to push the EP for now.
Okay.
So now when people send you their music and stuff, like, what do you say? Like,
I almost don't ever listen.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What if there's like a hidden gem in there?
There probably is, but...
But what can I do with it?
I hear you, but damn, man. Like, nigga trying to make it.
No, the thing is, dude, like, if I had the means in terms of the team, in terms of the operation, in terms of the hands and the manpower, because that's what a lot of people don't realize about these big operations, is that there's a listening committee over there and over there and over there. Like in Universal alone, there's probably like 100 people employed just to listen, you know, before it gets to a certain stage. You know what I mean? So the listening part is a concentrating part, you know, and out here hustling, out here trying to push myself on radio, like there's no time to actually give people the respect that their music deserves, and I've tried to say it in a polite way, but people don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
we got a WeChat message here from Godua, and he says, "Yo Tibbs, I saw you at Fill Up the Dome, you sold out."
I say you're a bald headed liar.
So you weren't at Fill Up the Dome, Tibbs?
I was not.
Why not?
Bring a phone. Yo.
All support, right, cool. Support the movement.
Support whose movement?
I mean, is it not a good thing for hip hop?
It's a great thing.
So you didn't want to support it?
How? Support it how? By buying a ticket.
Yeah.
I've got his album. I've supported, no?
Alright then.
Alright, so apart from music,
why don't you guys ask me if I like his album?
Do you like his album?
I don't.
Okay. No. Did you buy the album or get it for free?
I have it on my iTunes. I bought it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. Swag.
And is this all of his albums? Like the first one?
I have
one?
All of Casper's material.
And you like any of it?
Yeah, I do like some of it.
Okay.
Why are you looking for beef? You stay being spicy. You stay being spicy. All right, cool. We don't have much time left. So, 2016, what are the plans apart from the music? What can we expect? What should we look out for?
We're doing a lot of marketing stuff for some great things like Boomtown, as always.
Yeah. T.I. Can we get some tickets?
Yeah. When you always want tickets. You know. But I'm sure I can.
Yo,
I can.
I'm trying something. To hit that Nicki. Yo, I'm trying to see that Nicki.
Yeah. I'm not behind the Nicki though. You know. Yeah. So you're gonna have to ask those guys. There's a lot of that. Some new concepts. We're dropping something April 2nd.
Yeah.
Called Coco Caviar.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. What's that about?
It's an event in concept, daytime, you know. We'll drop all the info next week, you'll see.
Okay.
Obviously, we're doing the digital stuff for the summers, so we're going to be very loud about that. Paula's getting bigger. And if I start probably in like a month or so, expect another compilation.
Yeah, I was about to ask about that, because you definitely promised us an all-love album too.
I did. Okay. Sorry about breaking my promise.
Okay. Are you sorry?
I apologize.
Okay, cool, sharp. So, if you start, when?
If I start before the end of March, I'll get it done by August.
I'm going to call you in like 2 weeks just to remind you to do it.
Cool.
Is AK going to be on this one?
Well, maybe we'll put Baddest on it. Who knows?
All right, cool, sharp. But before I let you go, wait.
I don't rhyme.
Yeah, I was about spit. To say. I was about to say.
You can drop anything you want. Nothing's going to happen.
I wasn't going to ask you to spit, but I do want to know, raw, real, uncensored, what the fuck is on Teebs' mind right now?
Raw, real, uncensored?
Yeah.
I'm tired of people complaining.
Yeah.
You know, about, you know, being put on, about the government, about whatever. Like, we live in a great age. I'm the oldest dude in this room, but here we are on internet radio based on our hobbies, based on the things that we're passionate about. And, you know, that's what freedom is. Freedom gives you, like, the room to create and go work, but freedom isn't a handout, you know? Yeah. So I think from music to voting to business to whatever, like, just do some work and stop complaining.
Cool. Sharp. Monty, any closing words?
I got nothing for you, man.
All right, cool. We will be back same time, same place next week. And yeah, man, this has been the Capital Rap. We're going to play out with this Nasty C. Hell no!
This is CliffCentral.com.